Jefferson County Democrats were whooping and hollering last Friday at a party dinner as Congressman John Yarmuth introduced the last Democrat from Kentucky to hold a U.S. Senate seat.
The great Senator Wendell Ford.
After serving as Kentucky governor, Ford was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1974 and held that seat for 24 years. Now at 85 years old, he's itching for his party to win his old seat back.
It's been 4,148 days since I left the Senate, and it's time to get that seat back with one of these two candidates.
Those two candidates are Attorney General Jack Conway and Lieutenant Governor Daniel Mangiardo. And what gives Democrats hope is how 6 years ago, then-State Senator Mangiardo came within 2 percentage points from defeating Republican Senator Jim Bunning. Then a major issue was the Iraq War, and Mangiardo campaigned on that and health care. This time around, he's talking about the state's financial health and taking his talking points to voters throughout the rural and urban areas, as he did recently in Louisville.
We get government back to bottom-up management, we'll solve the problems that are facing our families today, the loss of jobs, the loss of homes, the losing health insurance and all these issues, because we'll know them as soon as they're happening, not by some statistic months later.
This time around, Mangiardo is not the heir apparent. His main opponent, Jack Conway, has raised more than $2.5 million compared to Mangiardo's nearly $2 million. But as Conway works the same room of Democrats this evening, he sings a tune akin to his rivals.
Jobs and accountability and fiscal responsibility.
But Conway's added a twist to that song to help him close in on Mangiardo's advantage in some of the polls to date, which Mangiardo has sometimes led by double digits. In Conway's chorus, he highlights his accomplishments in his current job.
I've got to point to my positive record of accomplishment of saving ratepayers over $100 million, of the fact that we created a cyber crimes unit as Attorney General that's taken 68,000 child porn images off of the internet.
With similar messages, the fierce competition between the two has been most apparent in campaign attack ads. For instance, Conway has criticized Mangiardo for his use of public money while traveling on state business. And Mangiardo has taken Conway to task for accepting money from people tied to Wall Street. But some observers say it's not the ads that will make the difference on Tuesday, but name recognition, grassroots campaigning, and links to the political establishment, especially with anti-incumbent sentiment running high. One is Al Cross, the director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues at the University of Kentucky.
With Mangiardo, the labor support he has will probably be significant in terms of turning out vote on Election Day. With Conway, it's harder to say. You know, he's supported by some major figures in the party, but it sort of reemphasizes the notion that Conway's the establishment candidate.
And as Cross sees it, it won't be the votes from the strictly rural or urban areas that make the winner. He says the race will be decided by voters in small cities like Elizabethtown, Campbellsville, Danville, Richmond, and Mount Sterling. And whatever voters decide, the Democrats are ready to back their candidate to the hilt. Former Senator Wendell Ford is already thinking about the party's focus next Wednesday morning, the day after voters have made their choices in the primary.
We'll eat our scrambled eggs and bacon, eat those biscuits, and churn ourselves ready for the war in November.
Elizabeth Kramer, WFPL News.